We're on Daf Samachei Amid Beis, and we're up to Elamai, but we'll have to review a little bit of what we did yesterday in order to understand the Gemara of the Elamai. But let's just first put our finger on the place, so we know exactly where we're up to. If you take a look on the right side of your page, Samachei Amid Beis, you'll see a Tosfos Divrei Maskil Ikle'u. And if you drop down just three lines below that, you'll see the words V'Elamai, the first two words in the line. So it's approximately, I would say, just guessing, about 14 lines from the top. Now, this sugya, we're in the middle of it. It began on the fourth line down from the top with a statement of Rav Yehuda, the name of Rav. And we're talking about two courtyards. There's the inner courtyard, which is shared by a Jew and a Goy. And then there's the outer courtyard, which is exclusively available to the Yisrael, meaning there's only one house that borders, or shall we say, spills directly into that second outer courtyard. Now, those who are in the inner courtyard will go from their homes into the courtyard, and then from that courtyard, they will go out to the outer courtyard in order to get access to the Reshus HaRabim. Now we have the following issues. Issue number one is the Jew who shares the inner courtyard with a Goy, is he allowed to carry from his house out to that courtyard which he shares with a Goy? And then we have to talk about the Jew who's in the outer courtyard. And what's the situation as far as he's concerned? So Rav makes the following statement, that this case came up in front of Rebbe, and Rebbe ruled that it's prohibited for the Jew who's in the outer courtyard, to carry from his house into the outer courtyard. Okay, that's a little bit of an eye-opener. We'll have to figure that out. And the same question of the inner courtyard, the outer courtyard, came in front of Rav Chiya. He too ruled that the Jew who's living in the outer courtyard is not allowed to carry from his house into the chatzer. Now, again, it's going to be a long ways until we figure that out. Why is that so? So right now, we sort of have to accept it on blind faith. The general, again, if I had to sort of obfuscate it in a general ambiguous way, the general approach is that the iser on the chitzona, on the person who is in the outer courtyard, has something to do with the fact that the people in the inner courtyard have access, if they want to get out of the inner courtyard to the Reshus HaRabim, they have to have access through that chatzer. Okay, so Hamahalech Derech Chatzero L'Reshus HaRabim, the people in the inner courtyard, when they want to get out to Reshus HaRabim, they go through his chatzer, his meaning the outer chatzer. And therefore, to some extent, we are now correlating those who live in the inner courtyard with this Jew who lives in the outer courtyard. And with regard to the inner courtyard, we said that we have one house that's owned by a Nachri. And that's going to generate an Isur, which is going to continue to persist unless we can get that guy to agree to rent out his rights to the chatzer. And as we've said a number of times in the past, it's very difficult to assume that the guy is going to be willing to enter into such a rental document and put himself in that position. So barring the fact that the Nochri was socher, you know, he was maskir, his reshus to the Jew, assuming that didn't happen, which is our premise, then as a result of the guy's access and rights to use the inner chatzer, and from the inner chatzer you go out to the Shuram through the outer chatzer, even the Jew who lives alone in the outer chatzer is not allowed to carry from his house to the outer chatzer. Now, Rav Sheshes was giving a drasha, and Rav and Rav Yosef were listening to the drasha, and in that drasha, Rav Sheshes made the statement that this Isur that we just described, which is reflected in the words of Rav and in the story of both Rebbe and Rav Chia, that Isur is based or reflects the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, if you recall, was of the opinion that if you have a chatzer that's shared by one Jew and one non-Jew, the non-Jew generates an Isur of Hotzah that the Jew is not allowed to carry out into the chatzer. And therefore, this whole sugya that we just learned, so claims Rav Sheshes, we'll call it the sugya of Rav, is reflective and stands on the shoulders of Rabbi Meir, and Rav therefore holds that even though there's only one Jew living with the guy sharing that chatzah pnimis, nevertheless, that's Rabbi Meir's shita. Rabbi Meir holds that if you have one Jew and one guy that partner in a chatzer, then the Jew is not allowed to carry out into the chatzer. All this was part of that takon, if you remember, that we shouldn't be living close proximity and we shouldn't be learning from them, etc., etc. Now, Rav and Rav Yosef both heard the shir of Rav Sheshes, which interpreted Rav's statement in the light of Rabbi Meir, but they had two different responses, two different reactions. Rav, on the one hand, was very happy about it, and he nodded his head. Rav Yosef, on the other hand, said, I can't understand it. These are two great men, both of whom made a mistake, whether it's Rav Sheshes who gave the drasha, or Rabba who agreed to the principle that was reflected by the drasha of Rav Sheshes. And the question is as follows. If you are right, says Rav Yosef, that Rav is built on Rabbi Meir, so then why did the scenario of Rav reflect the fact that there was a Jew living in the outer chatzer? Forget about the Jew living in the outer chatzer. If Rav wants to tell me that there's an Isur Hotzah from the Bais into the chatzer, drop the fact that there's a Jew living in the outer chatzer. Focus on the fact that there's a Jew together with a guy living in the inner chatzer. And that itself is enough to prescribe carrying from the bias into the chatzer, because according to Rabbi Meir, all you need is one Jew to generate that Easter. And on the contrary, from the fact that Rav complicated this scenario by introducing the outer chatzer, to which there's a Jew who has exclusive rights, it must be that Rav's Isur is based on the fact that we have two Jewish landlords here. We have the Jewish landlord in the Pnimis, plus another Jew who owns the Chatzah Chitzonis, or he has a bias that spills into the Chatzah Chitzonis. And therefore, you now have two Jews living with this guy. That's why Rav says you're not allowed to carry in the Chatzah Chitzonah. And we're going to be mitzaref, we're going to add together the Jew from the inner chatzer, together with the Jew in the outer chatzer, and now we fulfill the requirement of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who holds that you need two Jewish families in order to generate an Isur Hotzah into the chatzer, in this case the Chatzah Chitzon. And the Chiddush of Rav is that we integrate both the Jew living in the inner chatzer and the Jew living in the outer chatzer to generate two Jews living together with one guy. And according to Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov, in such a case, the guy generates an Iser Otzah into the chatzer. So the Oser here is the Nachri, and we have basically a situation of Shnei Yisraelim Darim Bechatzer Achas, because we integrate the inner and outer chatzeros. Now, at some point at the end of yesterday's discussion, we raised the possibility that maybe the fact that there's a Jew living in the outer chatzer is taka irrelevant. It was just that that's the story that came up, you know. So the Gemara and Rav describes that scenario in which Rebbe paskind and Reb Chiya as well that it's asur, and that's an impossibility. Why? Because the Gemara records a question that was raised to Rav about the chatzer hapnimis, meaning the Jew that lives on the inner courtyard, and he wants to carry from his inner courtyard, he wants to carry from his house out into his chatzer. Because again, the statement of Rav explicitly only addressed the case of the question of carrying in the chatzer chitzona. The question now that was raised to Rav is, what about the Yisrael who lives in the chatzah pnimis? Is he allowed to carry from his house into the chatzah pnimis? And Rav's response to that question was yes. And apparently the reason for that is, even though he has a guy who shares that chatzah pnimis with him, but nevertheless, I hold, meaning Rav holds, like Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, that one nachri is not enough to generate an iser of carrying out to the chatzah. We need a minimum of two Jews. So as far as the chatzah pnimis is concerned, we only have one Jew. Hence, Rav, standing on the shoulders of Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov, paskin that you're allowed to carry from the house to the chatzah, out to the chatzah pnimis, because as far as the chatzah pnimis is concerned, we only have one Jew, and Rabbi Eliezer limits the Issur to two Jews. Anyway, we see quite clearly that the entire psak, the ruling of Rav, was based on the fact that there are two Jews over here. If there was only one Jew, the Jew in the pnimis, then Rav would have been matir. Why was Rav oser? And the answer is because he can't carry in the chatzah achitzona, because when it comes to the chatzah achitzona, we basically have two Jews and one guy who have access to the chatzah achitzona. And that leads us to today's Gemara, which starts with Ella Mai. Okay then? So the Gemara says the following. The Ella Mai, based on the conclusion of Rav Yosef, that Rav rejects Rabbi Meir and he agrees with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Ki Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Ha'amar, didn't Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov make a statement limiting this halacha that a nachri generates an iser of hotzah to a chatzer? Ad sheyiyu, says Rabbi Eliezer, this only applies when it's shnei Yisraelim ha-osrim ze al ze. When do we require an eruv in order to permit hotzah into the chatzer in the case of Shnei Yisraelim Ha'osrim Zed Zed? Then, once, if you theoretically bracket the guy, make believe for a moment that the guy doesn't exist. If you have, before you introduce the guy into the equation, you have two Yisraelim Ha'osrim Zel Zed, right? If you have two Jews that share a chatzer, and therefore they need an Erev Chatzeros, then the guy is going to block, when now we're introducing the guy back into the equation, he owns a house here in this chatzer, he now blocks the possibility of an Erev. He makes it impossible to set up an Erev. Now, here in our situation, even though the Jew that lives in the Chatz HaPnimis has access to the Chatz HaChitzona, in other words, as far as the Chatz HaChitzona, the outer Chatz, it's as if there are two Jews living there, because the Jew in the inner Chatz has access to Rishus HaRavim through the Chatz HaChitzona. Nevertheless, you cannot describe this situation as, quote-unquote, Osrim Zelzeh. This is not a case of Osrim Zelzeh, because the Jew who lives in the Chatz HaPnimis does not generate an Iser Hotzah on the person who lives in the Chitzona. Now, in order to appreciate why that's so, we have to introduce the Das, the opinion of the Chachamim, later on, Adaf Ayin Hey, at the end of this parak. And the Chachamim formulate a principle which is called Regel HaMuteres Bimkoma Eina Oseres Shalo Bimkoma, which means the following, that if the person in the inner Chatzer has access to the outer Chatzer, right, in fancy Hebrew it's called zchut mavar, meaning passage rights, you know, so the Jew, we'll call him Reuven, living in the inner chatzer, has passage rights through the outer chatzer, and the outer chatzer has a Jew, we'll call him Shimon, right, he's not living together with Reuven in that chatzer. So then, Ein Oseres Olav. That's called Regel HaMuteres, Ein Oseres Shalo Bimkoma. It means the following, that since the, we'll call him Reuven again, since Reuven in the inner Chatzer is allowed to carry out into his Chatzer, as Rav answered that question, then he does not generate an Isur on the Yisrael who lives in the outer Chatzer. Because we need what's called Shnei Yisraelim HaOsrim Zeh, and Regel HaMuteres Bimkoma, Ein Oseres Shelo Bimkoma. So therefore the existence, if you will, of Reuven in the inner Chatzer does not generate an Iser on Shimon who lives in the outer Chatzer. And we no longer have a situation of a Chatzer of Shnei Yisraelim HaOsrim Zeh. And if that be the case, we have the principle of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that Eina Nochri Oser Ashiu Shnei Yisraelim HaOsrim Zetzeh. So we don't have Shnei Yisraelim Osrim Zetzeh. Why? Because the person, we'll call him Reuven, in the inner Chatzer is a Regel HaMuteres Bimkoma, right? He's allowed to carry out to his Chatzer. And Eino Seres Shelo Bimkoma, therefore he doesn't generate an Iser on the other Yisrael. Now, if the Yisraelim are not Osrim Zel Zeh, then the Nachri is not Osra Lehem. So then how are you going to justify the Psak of Rav based on Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov and say that now there's going to be an Iser Hotzah in the Chatzer HaChitzona, in the outer Chatzah? That's not really true, because the Yisrael in the inner Chatzer is called a Regel HaMuteres. And once there's a Regel HaMuteres, it's not Shnayim, it's no longer Shnei Yisraelim HaOsrim Zadzeh. Because Regel HaMuteres Bimkoma Ein Oser Shalo Bimkoma. And if there's no two Yisraelim Osrim Zadzeh, then we don't have to care about the Nachri. The Nachri doesn't have the power, I don't know, the authority, I don't know what word you want to use, to generate an Isur in a case where we don't have Shnei Yisraelim HaOsrim Zel Zeh. So it's not going to be a successful experiment if you just simply identify Rav and his Chumra L'Isur with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Because in this very case, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov would say that there's no problem with the Goy. and the guy's existence here would not generate an Isra on the two Yisraelim, because these two Yisraelim are not Osrim Zalzeh, based on the principle of the Chachamim called Regel Amuteris Bimkoma Eino Oser Shalom Bimkoma. V'ela. So now the Gemara says we're in a bind, and the only way we can justify Rav's Chumra is that Rav holds like Rabbi Akiva, Diyoma Regel Amuteris Bimkoma Oser Shalom Bimkoma. Rabbi Akiva argues against the Chachamim, and from the perspective of Rabbi Akiva, even the Yisrael Reuven, who's living in the inner chatzer, even though he's allowed to carry from his house out into his inner chatzer, nevertheless he generates an Iser Hotzah on Shimon, who lives in the outer chatzer, and the reason for that is because Reuven has passage rights through the outer chatzer. So then the Gemara says, I have another question. Then Lamali Nachri, forget about the guy. Afilu Yisrael Nami. Even if we only had these two Yisraelim, then if you're going like Rabbi Akiva, that regular muteris b'makom ze oseres b'makom acher, so then the fact that both Reuven living in the inner chatzer, together with Shimon in the outer chatzer, both have rights to use the outer chatzer, is then we have two Yisraelim ha-osrim zel-zeh. Even though the first Yisrael lives in the Pnimis, is muteris bimkoma, he's allowed to carry out into his chatzer, but nevertheless we're going like Rabbi Akiva, and he can generate an Iser on Shimon. So the only way you'd be allowed to use the chatzer ha-chitzona would only be if there was an Erev in the Chatzer Achitzona. So why are you introducing the Nachri? Drop the ball on the Nachri. Just based on Rabbi Akiva, we could justify Rav's Psak that there's no carrying from the house into the outer Chatzer. Amar Rav Huna Brei Rabbi Shuli Olam Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We're going to first start with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, which means, against Rabbi Meir, that one Jew and one Nachri does not generate an Iser. The Nachri cannot generate an Iser when he shares that chatzah with only one Jewish family. So we're talking about a case where we need two Jewish families, because we're going like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and then, and only then, does the Nachri generate an Iser Otzah. Number two, Kirabi Akiva. And we're going to have to accept the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that regular muteris b'mkomo seres shelo b'mkoma v'achamai eskini kagon she'ervu. And the case that we're dealing with in Rav's situation is there was an Erev. And if there was an Erev, that'll solve the problem of the two Yisraelim that share access to the Chatz Achitzona. And now we've solved that problem. Ah, says Rav, no, we haven't solved the problem. And why is that? Because the time of the Ikur Nachri, who the Asir, have a Leker Nachri Lo Asir. Now that we have a guy who shares the Chatzah Pnimis, there's no possibility of setting up an Eruv. The Nachri is going to cancel the Eruv. Had there been no Nachri there, we would need the Eruv, but the Eruv would be viable. But in the presence, because of the presence of the Nachri, the Erev itself is not sufficient to be Matir Hotzah, because the Nachri is Mevatel Esa Erev. Now at this point, the Gemara wants to know about two Chatzeros, one an inner Chatzer and one an outer Chatzer, and the Nachri is living in one of them. And if you recall back on Daf Samach Beis Amid Aleph, we learned that the whole reason why a Nachri generates an Isur is because the Chachamim made a gzera that they didn't want to make it easy to live together with a guy in the same chatzer, and they knew that the only way that the Yisrael, by living together with a guy, would be allowed to carry out into his chatzer would be if he would get a rental agreement signed and sealed by this guy. So the Rabbanu wanted to make it very difficult, and they want to discourage Jews from living together with Goyim, because we shouldn't be learning from them. And therefore, to make it difficult, they said that the Nachri, unless you get his rental agreement, will block the viability of the Eruv Chatzeros, and you my friend, my Jewish friend, will not be allowed to carry on Shabbos out from your house out to the chatzit. Now, we said also that in a situation where we don't assume that a Jew would even live with a Nochri, then the Rabbanan didn't make this gzera. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said that to find one Jew living with a Nochri, which is a very dangerous situation, a Nochri, you know, they didn't love us so much then. I don't know if they love us today very much so. But in any event, living together with a Nochri in one Rishus, you're putting yourself into a very, very vulnerable state because a Nochri is choshen on Shvichas Damin. But in a case, therefore, of one Jew living with one guy in a chutz, that was a rarity back in the time of the Talmud. And therefore, Lugazu Beirat Bonon, Lesar Hotzah Lechutz. And all this reflects the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Because Rabbi Meir, if you remember, he said they made Gzera even if there's only one Jew. Boimimei Rabbi Elazar Mirav. Again, we're not talking about Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov the Tana, we're talking about Rabbi Elazar the Amora, and he asked the question to Rav about two chatzeros. One is an inner chatzer, one is an outer one. Yisrael v'nochri b'chitzona. What happens if the guy in this case is not living together with the Jew in the inner chatzer, but rather he's living together with the Jew in the outer chatzer? They share the outer chatzer. Yisrael pnimis is one Jew who has exclusive. You know, he's his house is the only house that adjoins the chatz apnimis. Mahu, what's the din? Are you allowed to carry into the chatz achitzona, the outer chatzer? And let's assume there was an eruv that was set up between the two Jews, right? The Jew that's living in the inner chatzer, the Jew that's living in the outer chatzer. Is that Eruv sufficient to be Mater Otsah? Or should we say no? The Nochri is living together with the Jew in the outer Chatzer. He's going to block the Eruv and generate an Isur. So, in order to be Mater, once again, we're going to have to get the guy to agree to sign a rental agreement. So, this was the question that was asked of Rav. And the Gemara now clarifies what were the two tzdadim of this suffix, and how is it different from the previous case where Rav was absolutely certain that there's an Isur here because of the guy. Hasam, in the case where the guy lives in the inner chatzah with the Jew, then it was Pashut, according to Rav, that the Nochri generates an Isur. And Taima, the reason for this is Mishum Deshchiche, the diary. It's quite common that a Jew would live with a Nochri in an inner chatzer. Because if the guy would start threatening the Jew, you know, picking up a knife and threatening to run after him to kill him, the guy is inhibited to do so. That's called Dib Mirsas. He's inhibited. He's afraid. HaNochri, why? V'savar hashta asi Yisrael. He knows that the Jew lives in the outer chatzer. Hashta, right now, he's going to come home. Maybe he went out to work, but maybe now he's coming home. Or he comes home for siesta time in the middle of the day. And he's going to discover that I'm trying to murder his fellow Jew in the inner chatzer. V'yomar li, Yisrael havi dahava gabach hecha. So let me read to you Rashi's, or summary of Rashi's biur here. The Amar Le. So the Yisrael is living in the outer chatzer. The Amar Le. Okay, so this was the question that Rav Elazar posed to Rav, and Rav responded that Yisrael da'avi gabach, the Yisrael that was living with you, Hecha, where is he? Lo yuchal nochi lomelo sheyotza Yisrael ze veholach. Ah, so the Omar Lee, This is what the guy is afraid of, that the Israel who lives in the outer chutz is going to say to me, meaning to the guy, where is Israel the Avagabach? Where's the Jew? I can't find the Jew who shares your chatzer, the inner chatzer, Heichan, where is he? So the guy is going to say, you know what? He packed out. No. He can't say he packed out. The Yisrael lives in the outer chatzer. He's going to contradict the guy, and he's going to say that if the Jew had actually packed out, he has no way out except a passageway. The only passageway he has is through my chatzer. And I would have seen it. In this case, the Jew who's living, we'll call him Reuven, in the inner chatzer is not, he's not afraid of murder. In other words, he's not afraid that the guy who's going to share that same chatzer with him is going to murder him. Because he feels that the guy is not going to murder him, knowing that the guy has no alibi to say, well, you know, if you can't find Reuven, it's because Reuven left, he checked out. You know, he went out on a long business trip. You know, find him in China. Because the Shimon, who's living in the outer chambers, in the outer courtyard, he's going to contradict the guy and say, don't tell me hogwash. That make up a story that this Yisrael, this Reuven, left and went out to Oshkosh. That's impossible. I would have seen him in the chatzer. And then they're going to investigate and find out that the Jew has been murdered. And of course, they're going to blame it on the guy. So therefore, there's a whole philosophy here. But the bottom line is that as a result of all these chagadis, the Jew in the Pnimis is very comfortable living with a guy. He has the security, so to speak, because he knows that there's another Jew who lives in the outer chutz. Oh. Now, Let's ask the following question. There's a Jew living in the outer chatzer. Why isn't he afraid of the guy? And the answer is because he goes directly from his house into the chatzer, and there's no guy living next door to him, so to speak. So he's not afraid of the guy. The Reuven who lives in the inner chatzer, he's not afraid of the guy because he's relying on the existence of Shimon in the outer chutz. Fine. That's number one. Now, if this be the case, we now have what's called shchiche. Shchiche means that this scenario where you have the Jew living and sharing the chatz apnimis with a guy, that's commonplace if there's a Jew living in the outer chatz. Therefore, the gzera and the iser chachamim that you're not allowed to carry from your bias, Mr. Jew, out to the chatzer without getting the guy's rental agreement, that gzera is in place because this scenario is common. Aval hocha. But now let's talk about the question that Rabbi Elazar posed to Rav. And that's a situation where the guy shares the outer chatzah with Israel. There, in the mind of Rabbi Elazar, who asked this question, posed this question to Rav, we now have a situation where there's no justification for the gzera to prohibit through the guy the otsar into the chatzah. Because this is, again, going to be a rare case where the Jew is living together with a guy in the same chatzah. Now we're talking about the chatzah chitzona. And the Jew obviously is going to be very afraid of murder here because the guy is not going to be inhibited by the fact that, well, somebody's going to ask him, well, where's the Jew? What do you mean? He's going to answer the Jew left for a long trip to China. And there's no Jew beyond that chatzer who's going to contradict him. So in that case, amino le, nafak azale. In other words, if they approach me after I murdered the Jew, let's say, for example, the other Jew called Reuven, who's living in the inner chutzah, says to the guy, well, where's my buddy Shimon? And the guy, instead of showing him Shimon's corpse, he's going to say to him, well, Shimon went on a long trip to China. And Reuven cannot in any way contradict him because, you know, Shimon had access to the Rishus HaRavim and he could have taken the last boat to China. So if that be the case, then living with the guy in the outer chutz is a very dangerous proposition. Therefore, it's not shchiach. And if it's not shchiach, then the guy, the gzeirah of the chachamim, the isur chachamim doesn't apply. And we don't need the gzeirah that the guy will generate an isur of hotzah to the chutzah, or dilma, or should we say no, hachinami mirsas, that even in this case, the guy is afraid to kill a Jew. The Savar Hashta Osi Yisrael V'chazili, because the Jew who lives in the Pnimis has passage rights to go out to Rishus HaRabim through the Chatzer Hachitzona. Now, if the guy murders Shimon in the Chatzer Hachitzona, then who knows if Reuven from the Chatzer Pnimis is not a witness to the crime. Because Reuven very often goes into the Chatzer HaChitzona in order to get out to Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, since the Nochri is Choshesh, he has inhibitions, Dlarogis Yisrael Adar Imo, meaning to kill Shimon. Therefore, Motzei Hu Sheyadur Imo Yisrael. You know, it is commonplace for a Jew to take up take an apartment in that same chatzah with the guy in the chatzah chitzona, and therefore the gzera of nachri sheyasar should be in place and it should be applicable. Amar lei tein lechacham v'yechkam od. So Rav quotes a pasuk in Mishlei in response to Rav Elazar. Give to a wise person and he'll extend the wisdom, which means that he's telling him, you should get wise, you should learn and investigate this question that you have. And the Nachri is now, in your scenario, living in the outer Chatzer. And I think what you should do, that's what Rav is hinting to Rabbi Lozer, is to, by analogy, equate this case with the first case. That just like in the first case, where the Nachri shares the inner Chatzer, it's Asur, so too here too, when the Nachri shares the outer Chatzer, likewise, it should be Asur. So when it says, Tein lechacham v'yechkam od, means I gave you one case, and I didn't exhaust all the scenarios, all the cases, your Chachma should have it, that make this analogy and expand and extend my ruling, says Rav, to the case that you're asking about, and likewise, it should be us. Okay. Now, in our sugya, we said that if there's one Jew that lives in a chatzah together with one guy, then that's going to be Machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. But if there are two Jews that share the same chatzah with the guy, then the guy generates an isur to carry out into the chatzah. And the only way of being mater that is to somehow get the guy to agree to a rental agreement. And now the Gemara is going to quote a discussion amongst the Amoraim. Is it really possible to rent space in the chatzah from the guy? Now, the guy is tempted, if he's in the rental, let's say he's in the rental business, right? So he makes part of his income from rentals. So he rents out his chatzer to another guy. Is Reish Lakish
V'talmidei de Rabbi Chanina iklu lahu pundak.
So there was a situation in which Reish Lakish, together with the students of Rabbi Chanina, found themselves in a certain, what we call today an achsanya, meaning an inn. And they gathered together in a courtyard, and there were two Jewish families living in that courtyard. And there was also a guy. Now that guy who was living in the chatzer, together with two other Jews, was a renter. He was not the owner of his apartment. He had rented it out from another guy. V'lo have hasocher. And the socher, meaning the owner, the non-Jewish owner, was not available. He's called the socher. Just one second, let me just see if I got that right. Oh, let's see. Vahavi maskir. So wait a minute, I just have to get this straight. There's the socher and there's the maskir. Vlohavi sham hanukhya socher. Vahavi hamaskir. He says in the note here, he says vi af lo hoyesham echod mi bnei beso sha'af he mi cholim lahaskir. Ubiofen ze ein osrim aleim lo anochri asocher. Lefisha eno sham v'lo anochri hamaskir lefisha hiskir es diroso liacher. So if I get this right, the renter is the socher and the owner of the house is called the maskir. So let's see why this would be mutter. So the socher is not around. We said he's not available. None of his children or his household available. And the maskir is around. So why is this mutter? So we said, "Ein osan aleim lo anochri asocher v'lo anochri amaskir." Oh, I understand. The socher cannot generate an iser because he's not around, right? And that was a sugi that we spoke about of a nochri who took off for the weekend. So for Shabbos, you remember he went out to the Dead Sea. So he's not around, and therefore he would not generate an iser. What about the maskir who owns the house? No, he's not going to generate an iser either because he already rented out his house. And once he rents out his house, he's not considered a balabas anymore. In other words, he has already legally transferred over any ownership rights that he has in this chotzer over to another guy. That other guy is on a vacation somewhere in Orlando. So there's no problem with that. So what was the issue that inhibited Reish Lakish and the Talmidim of Rabbi Chanina? Maybe the Socher would show up on Shabbos and at that point he would generate an Iser Otzah. Amru. Therefore, they raised the following question. Ma'ol megar mine. Is it possible to rent from this guy who himself is renting from the balabais, from the guy that owns the land? And that would be mater otzah in such a way that even if this nochri, the socher, would come back from his vacation on Shabbos, nevertheless,
there's no Iser because he already gave up his rights. So let me just see again. Amru Mao le Meger Mine. Oh, I see. I may have made one mistake here. I don't remember. The suffix here, in order to avoid the possibility of the socher, the renter showing up, you know, he got a fast train in from Orlando on Shabbos, is that's where the Gemara is presenting as a possibility, is to sign a rental agreement with the mosque here, who's the owner of the house, and therefore the owner of the rights to the chatzah. Now, honestly, if you would ask me for my knee-jerk response, I would say there's no way that you can set up a rental agreement with the mosque here because he already rented his rights out to the socher. So the Gemara says the following. If the mosque here has no legal recourse to get rid of the socher, then there's no question to law agreed on. Certainly we cannot sign some sort of rental agreement from the mosque here. He has given up all his legal rights in the chatzah. Kiti boy, what was the scenario where there was a suffek? Is hecha de motzi misalik le? Our suffek is in a situation, a scenario where the mosque here could get rid of the socher. He can throw him out of his house. He signed a rental agreement for 12 months, and now we're 6 months into the rental agreement. How can you just tell him, pack your bags and leave? So in my humble opinion, we're talking about a different kind of a rental agreement, where he gives him a year's price for the full year, so he has a green light for a year, but he charges him per day. Is that what you call prorating? I'm not sure if I'm using the right terminology here. Yeah? So by pro... What do you say? Okay. So in such a case, apparently he's within his legal bounds, the mosque here, to say to the socher, I want to terminate this relationship. By doing so, the mosque here probably takes a financial loss, not only because he has to find a replacement renter, but also because he probably charged him a higher price. I don't know. I'm not sure about that. But in any event, we're talking about a scenario in which the maskir has rights to throw out the socher and terminate the schirus. My, what should we say in such a case? Shall we say, Keva de Motzi Misalik Lei, since the maskir is in the driver's seat and he can get rid of the socher, agrinon, therefore we could now sign a rental agreement with him, we the Jewish people. And now, it's as if the chatzar is in our rishus. Oh, Dilma, should we say, Ashtamil lo salke? Right now, at the present moment, the maskir did not exercise his rights to terminate the schiris relationship and get rid of the socher and tell him to pack his bags and throw him out of the premises. So since he was a misalikim until now, right now, the legal ownership, as is in the hands of the socher. And therefore, although there's a theoretical possibility of getting rid of the socher, but right now, Basheru Sham, the schiris is valid, and the socher is the owner. And you did not, you know, if you, unless you get ownership rights from him, then you cannot find a heter to carry out to the chater. Again, we're talking about a case where the socher is out of town, but we're afraid he might show up on Shabbos. Amal en Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish turns to the students of Rabbi Chanina and applies the principle of Safek Rabbanan Lekula. V'niskar, that we're allowed to sign an agreement with the Nachri HaMaskir, and later on, Kishenagia Eitzel Ravosenu Shebedorom Nishalahem. So Reish Lakish says we have to ask the great giants of our generation, those are the rabbis down south, and they'll either approve of our ruling or they'll disapprove. But in the meantime, in the absence of those rabbis, because they're down south, we're going to allow this schiris agreement with the maskir that will permit carrying out into the chatzer. And Asu, later on, after this whole story happened, they came to the Rabboseinu Shebedar, v'shailu, they asked Le Rabbi Ephes, he was in charge of the Bezdin down south, Omolehem, Yofa Sisim Shesachartem, you did the right thing by signing that rental agreement, because that rental agreement will be meaningful in order to allow you to carry so now we're up to Rabbi Chanina Bar Yosef, which is approximately 11 lines up from the bottom. And the Gemara is going to deal with the question of Sochrim and Anochrim Bishabbos. And Rabbi Chanina Bar Yosef v'Rabbi Chia Bar Abba v'Rav Asi Iklu Lahu Pundok. Again, they showed up in some achsanya that belonged to a guy, and the guy was not there in the chatzer. So they made an Erev amongst themselves, and they were matir hotzah to the chatzer. However, Asa Nachri Mari defundeb k'shabsa, and to their surprise, the Nachri, the Baal Achsanya, shows up on Shabbos, and therefore the Erev was batel. So henceforth, they're not allowed to carry into the chatzer until they can sign some sort of a rental agreement from the Nachri. Omru, and here they have the following suffix, Maul Megar Mine. Is it possible that now, on Shabbos itself, we can set up some sort of schirus in the chatzer in order to be matir hotzah into the chatzer? And even after they would sign this agreement with the Nachri, perhaps it would still be asur b'hotzah, because once the Nachri came back and showed up, then their Erev was batel, and there's no possibility of setting up an Erev on Shabbos, any Erev b'Shabbos. So can they be at least mevatel their reshusam one to the other and allow hotzah and circumvent the need for an Erev? Because right now their Erev is batel as a result of the fact that the guy showed up. And the Gemara analyzes the tzadei asafik, socher kimo arev dami. Shall we say that the din of the socher is the din of the ma'arev? Ma ma'arev, he cannot be ma'arev, elo mibod yom, but not on Shabbos. Af socher, eni yochel liskar, elo mibod yom. So the schiris has to happen before the onset of Shabbos. O dilma, well, shall we say, socher kimavatel reshus domi? Ma mevatel reshus afilu b'Shabbos is af socher afilu b'Shabbos. So, Mirz Hashem, tomorrow we're going to study a machlokas on this very suffix, and that's where we're going to stop here, on the very bottom of Daf Samach Hei Omid Beis.